Hi everyone, it's Sarah. Just with a quick update for members on weddings in Melbourne in the next few weeks. Weddings in Melbourne have been banned since midnight last Wednesday. So as of Thursday, the 6th of August, no weddings have been able to go ahead at least until the 13th of September. There are two compassionate grounds on which weddings can go ahead. I am literally reading from the public health direction right now. It says that the requirements for a wedding held in the restricted area are that one or both of the two persons being married are at the end of life or will be deported from Australia unless the marriage takes place. Those are the only two compassionate grounds on which a wedding can be performed in the next 6 weeks in metropolitan Melbourne As far as I'm aware, there is no kind of exemption that needs to be filled out. They would need to have proof, so a letter from a doctor if they are at end of life, not terminal, not seriously ill, at end of life. Or they would need they would probably need to be in immigration detention because that is the only point at which they will be deported from Australia. It's not is at risk of being deported or may be deported. It is will be deported unless the marriage takes place. And I got advice from a migration lawyer last week that the only point at which they will be deported is when they are already in immigration detention. So that's the only two compassionate grounds. Pregnancy, visas, just because, not relevant. And I know that's harsh. I've got my own clients who wanted to get married before the baby comes. To be honest, they should have thought about it earlier. Baby's coming in September. It's now August. They really should have thought about that several months ago if it was that important to them that they be married before the baby comes. That's the rules for weddings. The rules for funerals have not changed. They are still that it involves no more than 10 members of the public, whether it is indoor or outdoor. That is in addition to staff, so the celebrant and the funeral director. And it must be held in a public space. So it can't be held at a person's place of residence because you can't have visitors to a place of residence. You could hold a funeral at a person's place of residence if all of the mourners already lived there, and you could have the staff reasonably required to conduct the funeral come in as visitors. In terms of signing NOIMS at the moment, I personally don't think that NOIMS can be signed during this period. The requirement for leaving your house is that you are doing it for work, essential exercise or essential shopping or medical care. So the couple cannot leave their home for the purposes of getting a NOIM signed. We are only allowed to enter a person's home. So a person who is working can only enter another person's home if that work is urgent and essential. And I would argue that completing a NOIM is neither urgent nor essential in this time. So yeah, that's pretty much it. We do know that, for example, if a couple were getting married in October and they have planned their entire wedding except for filling in a NOIM, they will be able to apply for a shortening of time. Whether or not they get that is up to BDM, but that is a possibility for them to consider, and so they don't have to worry about signing the NOIM during this time. I have written to the Attorney General's Department to ask them to reconsider us being able to witness NOIMS over video conferencing. They have said that they have been considering it since March and they are still considering it. So no more news on that one. I think that's all, really. Please stay home, stay safe. Do not leave your house unless it is essential. And right now, weddings are not essential except for those two reasons. Okay, everyone, we'll talk again soon.